Hello, and welcome back to Urology for Everyone podcast. This is Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelivigi Multispeciality Hospital, Bangalore, with you. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about causes and types of kidney stones. Kidney stones often have no definite single cause, although several factors may increase your risk. Kidney stones form when your urine contains more crystal-forming substances like calcium, oxalate, and uric acid than the fluid in your urine can dilute. At the same time, your urine may lack substances that prevent crystals from sticking together, creating an ideal environment for kidney stones to form. Now, let us know about the types of kidney stone. Knowing the type of kidney stones helps determine its cause and may give clues on how to reduce your risk of getting more kidney stones. If possible, try to save your kidney stone if you pass one so that you can bring it to your doctor for analysis. Now, what are the types of kidney stone? Calcium stones. Most kidney stones are calcium stones, usually in the form of calcium oxalate. Oxalate is a substance made daily by your liver or absorbed from your diet. Certain fruits and vegetables, as well as nuts and chocolates, have high oxalate content. Dietary factors, high doses of vitamin D, intestinal bypass surgery, and many metabolic disorders can increase the concentration of calcium or oxalate in urine. Calcium stones may also occur in the form of calcium phosphate. This type of stone is more common in metabolic conditions like renal tubular acidosis. It may also be associated with certain medications used to treat migraines or epilepsy. The other common type of stones that we encounter are the steroid stones. Steroid stones form in patients with urinary tract infection. These stones can grow quickly and become quite large, sometimes with few symptoms or little warning. The other but less common type of kidney stones are uric acid stones. These form in patients who lose too much fluid because of chronic diarrhea or malabsorption, and those who eat a high protein diet, and those with diabetes or metabolic syndrome. Certain genetic factors also may increase your risk of uric acid stones. The last type of stones that we are going to talk about are the cystine stones. These are rare and they form in people with a hereditary disorder called cystinuria that causes the kidneys to excrete too much of a specific amino acid. So these are the common type of kidney stones we encounter in our day-to-day life. For more information, please visit www.nelivigimultispecialityhospital.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of Urology for Everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and Dr. Girish Nelivigi signing off. Goodbye.